Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah! Welcome to Drinking Bros, France Press Edition. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? We got a sad bear over there. Why do we have a sad bear over there today?
Because this week I learned some very disturbing information.
Okay. About what?
I learned that the archaeology community of scientists mm-hmm. do not get along with the astronomy community of scientists.
Yeah, they hate each other.
What? And no kidding, they refuse to update findings
yeah.
because... they hate each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have made massive discoveries that could push us in a forward momentum in scientific discovery, but we won't.
We won't do
because we don't want to make somebody look bad or go against something that someone in the archaeology community has to say. Like, this, if this doesn't show the world, the medical community is the same way.
Sure.
Like, yeah. Are you serious?
Goddamn right.
Like, he turned me on to the Ancient Apocalypse series on Netflix, which is done by
Graham Hancock.
A journalist.
Sure.
You know, an investigative journalist who has no skin in the game on either side.
No.
And points out, like, hey, a lot of things have been discovered, but we won't publish them or talk about them because it pisses the archaeology community on.
Yeah. And there's no need.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but everything you need to know it kind of comes from Indiana Jones, and if I don't get it from him, then I don't really get it.
Well, there's a new Indiana Jones being made right now.
Aren't they using
I just watched the trailer.
Deepfake?
Oh, yeah. Watched the trailer, so they put Harrison Ford back in time, like 30 to 35 years, and he looks incredible. Looks like the same Harrison Ford.
Didn't Tom Cruise sell his
his
personality for
everybody's selling
eternity?
Yes, yeah. their AI and all that stuff forever. The terms were undisclosed.
That's got to be fucking hundreds.
But who knows, man?
100 mil?
Who knows?
You go into a studio for a week and just say every word in the dictionary?
Because he's gonna die.
A-I-O-U-Y.
Yeah, he's gonna die before us, right?
But then they'll record.
Yes. And then when we're 80, we're gonna get to see like one more Tom Cruise movie after he's dead.
You think you're gonna outlive Tom Cruise?
And it's gonna be amazing. I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't know how the toddler blood works, but I'm hoping. Here's what I'm hoping is that we're rich enough that I can inject some. Like, I want to be on that level to get it.
Well, you know, that's the big thing right now is these longevity, like
blood
these,
boys.
These rich people are paying these longevity doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dana White. Didn't he go through like this whole thing? Like, he was given like 10 years to live.
And
then he's completely
changed his whole shit. They said he was going to have a heart attack. And he was able to reverse all the stuff. And then I think take a bunch of like HGH and steroids. Because he's Jack now, Delco. do you have a picture that a shirt? Show Jared the shirtless photo of Dana White. He looks like a totally different person.
I think he's just using the 9 ancestral tenets.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is. IGF-1, HGH,
did Liver
DECA.
King invent that?
Yes. Yeah, he's totally legit.
Liver
yeah.
King was in
oh,
the news
by the way,
this week.
There he
is. Wait, here's Dana White. This is going to shock your mind, dude.
Oh,
for real.
God.
Yeah. Scroll down.
Yeah, he...
Look at that.
When he's thin, he looks like Brian Callen.
A little bit, yeah. he's taller than Brian.
Do you see it? Do you see it?
He's a little taller than Callen.
I mean, Brian's funnier, obviously, but...
He looks great. I just want that cocktail. Like, I think that's the most you want. The Liver King shit's a little too much. That's the most you want right
now. Did you see...
It's not test.
No,
it's not just TRT.
It's TRT and probably Somorlin or something
and
like
HGH,
that.
HGH, I would imagine.
You wouldn't take both, but he may be taking a couple of HGH peptides or something.
I took Somorlin for a while. It didn't do nothing for me.
I talked to one of our friends who looks very similar to that, and I said, what are you taking there? What's that cocktail? So he said Somorlin. He said HGH and then test, and he gave me like the exact amounts, and I was like, all right, great. The only problem is you got to take HGH every single day, or 5 days a week for the rest of your life because it'll replace all your shit. But I think that's worth it. How old is he? How old is Dana White right now?
He's in his 50s.
Yeah, then I think that's worth it because you only got like 25 years of taking that
just
shit.
Just on, you know, 5 to 10 vodka sodies an evening. You know, that's my mix.
Yeah.
You know? And look at me. Look at how fucking good I look.
You look great.
Look at this great.
Vodka
this is my
LaCroix.
This is my favorite podcast. I'm wearing the shirt to my favorite podcast.
Yeah. Oh, we need to go.
Real AF is your favorite?
I talked to Andy this week. We need to go
you
back
were on there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been on there too.
I went on too.
Yeah, how was it?
Awesome.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and DJ. Really cool. DJ as well is cool.
Very, you know, very different audience. And it's been a while since I've been outside our little yard.
What is
you know
the what I audience?
Mean? I mean, it's a lot of fitness people, obviously. Like, I got a huge spike in Instagram follows after doing his show.
Quite a bit
fitness people.
Quite a bit more women because it's the fitness community.
Yeah. But also, too, people were like I, you know, I don't know. I'm just so you're always beaten down with the negative. You know what I mean? Like we only get phone calls when things are broken, bad, or shitty.
Sure.
So like when he had me kind of retell the story of the last 10 years, like I just forget about it. And then so many people are like, holy shit, that was the craziest thing I've ever heard. This is so cool. And I'm like, oh, really? Like
Well, because you're in it,
I feel
right?
embarrassed too well, to even
but,
tell it.
But like, you're in it as well. So like, it's still going on. It's not something like you win a national championship and then you win a trophy and then you can look back at the season and be like, all right, great, this is how we did this.
Yeah.
Starting a business and then getting it to that level is forever. And then plus, you guys are still in this every day. Like, you're still dealing with the same fucking phone calls and the same fucking people and the same bullshit. I'm sure you woke up and there was 30 emails with problems and all that other bullshit this morning.
As soon as I was up from no more than 3 minutes before Evan called and
and somebody fucked something up.
Yep.
And that's kind of how it is, right?
It's every day.
But in the meantime, we look for little things in our life that make us happy, and then when they do. Like booze is obviously number one. By the way, Sugarland sent a bunch of stuff over here.
By the way, it's a special day today.
Yeah.
Pull up snakefarmco.com.
Skateboard out?
Is launch day.
Congratulations.
And we did.
I've been following you online with this.
We did a really cool stunt. Welcome to the farm, boys.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. Right Who there. Is that right there? Who's the guy with the board? Is that Bucky?
No.
Is that a black guy?
Yeah.
There's black skateboarders.
Yeah.
Look at you, Jared. You're so progressive.
Is that ludicrous?
Yes.
That's nice, dude.
There you go. Look at the line.
Oh, pop up the one with the hat on.
That's Cody's pro board right there. Cody McIntyre is one of our professional skaters.
That's fucking dope.
Yeah,
dude.
He designed that.
That's like, great.
Him and Jay. Him and old Jay boy.
Okay, perfect.
If you go to YouTube, look for Berrics, B-E-R-R-I-C-S. This is, I'm going to show you guys our stunt that we did Saturday, which, again, like, this is really fun because, you know, the network I have and the friends that I have and everything that we've accumulated, when you jump into that third one down right below it, there you go, right there. This is what we did last weekend.
By the way, every time you're on the show, they put an age restriction on it. So I don't know if you should be around a high school or something.
Oh, that's
so cool. I wouldn't take these skateboards to a high school. Is this a video you guys shot here?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So this is what we did last weekend.
Nice.
Go for it.
Play it.
That's Matt Best's dad singing, isn't it?
Yep, that is Roger Best. But merging two worlds with skating, doing something that, you know, when we had this concept, it was like, there's no way. And of course, we've got Nate Wessel that lives with me and Josh Robinson, the owner of Texas Drift Academy.
Yeah.
Professional Formula One drifter.
There's a lot of crossover between these
we
two worlds.
We build a ramp and Cody tricks over a fucking drift car.
That's fucking dope, dude.
And this was our launch video today.
Look at that, dude.
Like, look at the timing.
No.
Like, and it was like, it may not look as big right now, but like, it was scary. Like, Cody
no
is...
shit. How do you get insurance for that?
Wow.
Well, insurance.
That's a loose term, isn't it?
Sounds like a bunch of liberal bullshit.
Yeah. Now, do you guys own that place?
What? That's Josh's house.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where the fuck does he live? That's dope as shit.
Austin.
Really?
He lives in Beehive Cave.
Beehive Cave. Yeah.
It's right over there.
Cave is fine. Yeah, it's right over there.
It's a really fun spot too. If you guys ever want to go out there and do a show,
I take my kids out there all the time. So there's a Dick's Sporting Goods is out there. So yeah. I take my kids there all the time. I'm in B Cave all the time.
Well, I think you've
got a nice Mexican joint you'd like over there. Verdes is good.
Oh, I love Verdes.
Yeah.
But I think you need to go through drift school for one day. Have Josh teach you how to drift.
So I've never
drifted.
And
then we do a live cast out there and then have a party at his house.
I'm down. So I've never drifted. Dan and I, we did race cars in Vegas with Chuck Liddell and those guys. That shit's wild.
But now imagine learning how to drift.
I'd love to.
By the best. Too.
I'd love to. And I would love to have a young boy from Tokyo sitting right next to me in the car, you know?
While you're drifting?
That'd be
so
the best.
So you could be Tokyo Extreme Drift.
I want to do Tokyo Extreme Drift.
Well, so now after that statement, you're no longer allowed near high schools.
Well, it's fine, I think, right? The dude from Florida did get arrested, by the way. He's off the boards now. And it was a kid. By the way, a quick update for the audience.
Yeah.
We were talking about that guy.
It was Florida's backup quarterback.
Well, he was going to start because nobody cares about the bowl games anymore, so they're starting quarterback sitting out.
He got caught with some child pornography on his electronic devices.
Sharing pictures, like with people in Discord.
Sharing them?
Yeah. Super weird. And so somebody who was in the Discord, I guess, reported him.
Yeah, it was one image. I believe I read the ESPN article last night. It was one image of a grown man fucking a prepubescent girl, which means 11 or younger.
Oh, is that what that means?
Okay.
And then, I didn't know the age.
Yeah, there's classifications too, because I used to live next door to a guy that worked for DOJ in the child exploitation division and everything. And like he would say, like, yeah, there's like 7 and under or whatever the categories are.
But, 7 and under, 11 and under, and then 18.
Like, he was always so disheveled, he always looked like he had the worst day ever.
Yeah.
And when he would start to tell these stories, like, they would be tracking someone for months.
Mm-hmm.
They would raid their house, catch someone with 4,000 images of children under the age of 6.
Yeah.
And they'd get 15 months.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what they should get is a bullet 15 rounds right in their fucking face.
We had one of the guys on there, 2 years ago?
Sawyer.
Yeah. Who does that stuff for a living. And the penalties for it are super fucked up. And the dad, who was a professional quarterback, John Kitna, actually came in, spoke to the judge yesterday, and they gave him fucking bail. And it wasn't much. It was 80K. Like 80 grand, which I think you may have to post, 10% of that?
Yeah.
So it's like 8 grand?
Yeah, but it's like, that's a life killer.
Oh, yeah, completely.
Yeah,
he can't go anywhere.
That dude will kill himself, for sure.
Yeah. Once that's out about you, you can't do anything. and I don't know how you get out of it either. Because
surgery?
If you were to take the prison sentence, right? Because isn't it based on per picture or something like that?
Yeah, there's 5 counts that he's facing, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm interested. I bet Florida has the strictest laws, I would imagine.
Maybe.
Daddy DeSantis needs to fucking up those charges.
I know.
Where's Daddy?
He's the governor.
What?
Right.
No, he's the sheriff.
No, Ron DeSantis is the governor.
No, he's the sheriff of Florida.
He can pardon anybody in the state for a non-federal crime.
Right.
Which means it wouldn't be illegal technically for him to do a press conference today and say, hey, if you know somebody that's a fucking pedophile and you kill them, you know, that's probably not the best thing. But just know that I will pardon you if you do that.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yep.
Could you imagine the fucking left?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, homeboy finally got bail. Cain Velasquez, the UFC fighter who tried to kill the person who was
raping his nephew or some shit.
Oh, God.
It might have been his son or daughter, but they gave him bail and they let him out. And so he's out. Because he went after him with a gun.
Yeah.
And tried to kill the guy.
Yeah, but he shot the guy's father-in-law or some shit.
Either way.
Why did he, yeah.
Shouldn't have been in the same car with him. I think it's fine either way.
How did he feel?
Yeah, I mean, if one of my friends, if a member of my family or one of my friends was like, hey, I need you to come pick me up from the police station. Like, all right, cool, what'd you do? Drunk and disorderly, or did you get in a fight? It's like, well, you know, I got arrested for raping kids. I'm like, you know what, bud? Why don't you call Uber?
Exactly.
Because you're never going to step foot in anything I own again.
Yeah, no shit.
If I see you, I'll fucking rip your goddamn balls off and stuff them down your fucking throat.
Yeah, it's a wild story, but the fact that this is going on right now is nuts. I haven't seen John Kitna, by the way, in years.
Yeah, well.
And he looked the same.
He's not thrilled to be seen right now.
Nothing, no, he sure isn't.
Nothing's real. It's fucking mind-blowing. Like, seeing SPF, waking up to seeing SPF be lauded by fucking Maxine Waters, who's supposed to be the head of the investigation. She just tweeted this morning about how grateful we should all be for Sam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're what fucking world are we living in right now?
So I'm glad you brought that up.
Fucking America are we in, huh?
What's going on over here? We brought this up on fake news yesterday, and somebody wrote an article this morning of why hasn't he been arrested yet? And there is no explanation, really. They're like, well, there's an investigation going on.
Yeah.
How long would that fucking take? Somebody lost $20 billion. It's pretty goddamn easy.
Weren't we investigating an island that a bunch of pedophiles were going to? Didn't somebody get 20 years in prison for it?
I'm in a fucking audit right now, right? So yesterday on this call last night after work, there was a discrepancy, I think, of $646 is what it was from 2019. And they were able to find that pretty goddamn quickly. I can't imagine what $20 billion, like, you just couldn't find where that was.
Well, the Pentagon announced this morning.
Yeah, the Pentagon's audit, which they failed again it's the fifth time they failed it, but they only do it every 4 years. The Pentagon hasn't passed an audit since the 1990s.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so yeah. They're missing $2.2 billion.
Not including
the $80 billion worth of shit we left in Afghanistan.
There's a country that starts with an A and ends with an N. We could start by looking there.
Well, it's probably the one that starts with a U and ends with an E, right?
Yeah, probably.
Because that's where fucking SBF was funneling money as well. So here's what Maxine Waters actually said.
Okay, go ahead.
She says, SBF underscore FTX, so Sam Bankman-Fried, we appreciate that you've been candid in your discussions about what happened at FTX. Your willingness to talk to the public will help the company's customers, investors, and others. To that end, we would welcome your participation in our hearing on the 13th. Subpoena him, one. Mm-hmm. Don't ask him to come. Subpoena him because you're leading the investigation. And two, how the fuck is him being candid going to help people get their $20 billion back?
Yeah, what was that on Twitter? Where did she post
it? It's on there right now. Twitter. She posted it 3 hours ago.
She's a fucking idiot.
Hey, Bob, can you pull up that tweet?
Maxine Waters is a fucking idiot.
Why are we going through Twitter to talk to fucking felons and ask them for participation in something? Just send a subpoena or arrest the motherfucker. Like, it's pretty easy. I don't really get it. So is that real, Bob?
It's a joke. This whole fucking thing's a joke.
Yeah, I talked to my sources. This is confirmed.
Yeah,
you talked to your sources?
Yeah, you talked to them.
Hey,
yeah.
Can you ask your sources something for me?
Yeah, what's up?
What I'll think about it in a minute.
Okay, yeah,
I haven't thought about it yet, but I want to access the sources.
They're always there.
Like how all of us are fighting off colds here today. How you feeling?
Hey. Yeah. I mean, this is the first day I haven't been coughing like an asshole. And I hate coughing.
We've got all the things up here. It's been fucking terrible, dude.
It has. But I kind of like my voice like this, though.
It's not bad.
I feel like it's soothing.
It's not bad. It's pretty raspy. It's nice.
No, it sounds like you're trying to convince me to get into the back of your fucking van, actually.
No, I am absolutely not. What I am going to do, though, is enjoy a lot of pizza here in like 1 minute.
Where from? Where are you getting it from?
Oh, Big Pete fucking picking it up around the corner.
Yeah, but what around the corner? Because there's a 313, right?
He went to Stoney's, I think.
Oh, Stoney's? I heard it. Stoney's is bomb. I've had their food truck. I've never had it from there.
Well, he got four large fucking pies.
No fucking
way. For all of us.
No fucking way, brother.
It's Friday.
So, sure is, dude.
I don't want to think about that right now.
Going to a fucking Cowboys game on Sunday with the big man himself.
Are you really?
I am.
Who's going to do with Jerry Jones?
Yeah.
Nice. You're going to ask him about being outside that school? Totally kidding.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
You should be like, hey, do you have a comment?
Hey, could you sign this for me?
No. Here's what you do. You need to bring a black friend, right? And then have someone else there taking a picture of you just pushing him out of the suite. Jerry's in the background. Jerry's fucking 8 feet behind you and just looking. Like, what's going on? What's going on over there?
Yeah, so Black Rifle Coffee is the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys.
America's coffee for America's team.
Is it your first time going to a Cowboys game and hanging out with Jerry himself?
It is.
That'll be fucking rad. Are you in his suite and all that stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to say, I think it's my first NFL game, but that's incorrect. I did go to a Seahawks game with with Nate.
Yes.
One time.
Nate Boyer. Yeah. Well, he played for the Seahawks briefly. Yeah.
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 With that, I heard in Jerry's suites they have this $5,000 bottle. We got to sip it.
What, Louis XIV?
Yeah, we only got one.
He loves that stuff.
Shot.
I don't like cognac that much.
I'll sip on yak a little bit.
One sip, one neat glass of it. I can sip that for like 30 or 45 minutes.
Sure.
Because it is really good. Like, it's super syrupy. Especially Louis XIV. It's aged like 75 years or something.
Yeah.
This is what we call an envelope event.
Okay.
That's a Black Rifle me term, actually.
Sure.
What that means is there are certain events that happen that when I go, I get an envelope at the beginning from Evan that essentially it's the list of words I'm not allowed to say.
Okay.
There's a long list of things I'm not allowed to do.
Yep.
There's topics I'm not supposed to bring up.
Of course.
There's a dress code.
Obviously.
There's check-in stamps.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I have to go get checked like every hour, like, and they do my BAC.
Yep.
And so this is an envelope event.
It's a big deal. It's not.
It's not that big a deal. It's the Colts.
It's not. No. Not the game itself, but the Jerry Jones experience. If you get to go,
yeah,
because there's always like weird celebrities who pop up in there. Last time we were there, who was in there? Post Malone, I think. Up in his box.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. So you never know who's going to show up and why. At least you're going to get to see a victory on Sunday. Evan, so he'll be happy.
Evan enacted the envelope proceedings post 2019.
Oh, he did. Okay. Yeah. So.
What happened in 2019?
I don't know if it was a specific thing. He just
culmination.
It was more of I think he was getting ahead of it. You know, kind of how when you like prep for a forest fire.
I think you wore a Hawaiian shirt to a black tie event, and I think that was it.
Well, no, it may have been when you.
I think it was right.
It may have been when you wore a fucking OD green pants, or no, it was multicam to the fucking halls of Congress.
Senate.
Yes, Senate.
Yeah, we were signing a bill that day.
With our boy.
Hunting.
Yep. Richard Stayskull.
Yep. Yeah. And having just been there and done it in April, I can tell you that is 100% inappropriate now. Like,
well,
looking back at it,
the rules only say that you have to be wearing a fucking coat.
And I was wearing a coat.
Yep.
That is true.
Yep.
It is true.
For the Senate.
Usually the coat matches the pants.
For the Senate and the House buildings, it's just, well, only on the floor, by the way.
Yeah. Only on the floor.
Yeah.
But the one thing they do tell you to wear that you don't have to do, which is a shocker, is dress shoes. They were like, wear something comfortable because everything is so far apart, you're going to be walking all day.
I was surprised.
Every senator, congressman, everybody's wearing sneakers. And I was like, ah, shit, it really is that far.
If you need to go to a different part of the floor, especially in the Senate's different, but especially in the halls of Congress.
Yep.
Like, you have to walk outside to the fucking, whatever, the atrium or whatever.
Correct,
and walk all the way the fuck around to come back in. It's so stupid.
It's so
forever. But it's built the way you would expect government employees to build things.
Yeah, and I remember you posted that picture on, what was it, fucking Instagram or whatever, and people went nuts, and they were like, of course.
You're an asshole.
Well, I think my favorite quote was, up top, looks like you're going to a nice dinner. Down below, looks like you're going duck hunting.
It's like a mullet for clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was correct.
So that envelope is perfectly understandable. You know
event.
That, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, that's why I'm wearing these today, because I can't wear them this weekend. You know?
Sure.
Got to put on real pants.
Now, is this wives, girlfriends, all that stuff, or is it just the boys?
No.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. No, I mean, Corey's a football fucking fanatic.
I know she could
not go to a game and not bring her. She would fucking have my ass.
Yeah. She's pretty amped about it, one would imagine. Plus, you're sitting in the owner's suite.
Trust me, there was
a once-in-a-lifetime event.
No sleep last Saturday, you know. the old apple cup.
That's right.
Oh, wait, so
she's a Washington Skins, by the way.
Yeah, dude. Let me
that
stop
was
it right.
A game that, like, the headline for that game should have been fuck it.
Yeah. Well, that's the Pac-12's headline.
So, did you win or lose a bet?
I lost a bet. I got to get a W fucking shaved in my
head. Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean? So who were you going for Washington? Because she's Washington State. She's Wazoo. A Cougar fan, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but our I'm buddy, Wazoo. You know, yeah. You know Kelly from
oh, yeah, Kelly D.
The thing, yeah. Yeah, so yeah, yeah. It's he's a Washington Huskies fan.
He's a Husky.
Oh, I didn't know that, yeah. Dude. That's funny. So you bet
oh,
him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
No, that's Washington State's not very good.
Yeah, but that game was fucking gnarly.
Well, they all are. That's the thing about those Pac-12 games. Who fucking knows? So with that bet, it is a coin toss.
Did you see any of the highlights from that game?
Yeah.
They were doing flea flickers and fucking tossing fucking in the backfield, like tossing.
That conference is wild.
Fucking back and forth and then throwing a fucking touchdown. Wait, he pitched, threw it back to the quarterback, and the quarterback threw fucking a 70-yard touchdown.
Yeah. Flea flicker. It's Phoenix, man. You should
like,
not.
It was no shit. It was like watching the fucking Adam Sandler movie. What was that one? The fucking
the prisoner's
longest
one?
Yard.
Yeah. Yeah, so sure you should have consulted anybody in this room pretty much before making that bet.
Do I ever consult anybody?
No, you sure don't.
You should, though, because Washington State was never going to win that
what
game.
What was the final score
51-33. And Washington, well, at the time,
84 points were scored.
It was, they were leading a majority through the first half.
I was going to say, I caught it up until halftime at that point, but it was in the 20s.
Yeah, but you see,
it ended up being they scored
51-33. Yeah,
Jesus,
I think
Christ.
Phoenix had four touchdowns too. Yeah. So the game isn't just one half; it's two halves.
It sure is.
Shut up.
So. And sure they and I Shut believe up, I believe Washington was ranked 13th
Your
at the time.
Voice is stupid.
Now they're 12th.
Now they're 12th right now in the nation, and
they didn't have a bad season.
No, they
they're like 7-4, right?
It's not terrible.
No, that's most of the Pac-12 was like that.
Yeah, most of the Pac-12.
Except for
I'll tell you, I'll tell you something real fucking interesting right now. So, because I've been sick and it was painful, because I sneezed really hard and I pulled a muscle in my
oblique
in my rib.
Yeah.
It hurts so bad. So I got real high.
Yeah.
Because I was in a lot of pain.
Yeah. High on what?
Yeah, what were you on? Can you say that?
How do you...
Was it a solid or was
it
a weed?
Okay. It was a weed, yeah. It was a gummy.
You were popping pills, brother.
No, not at all.
Okay.
So I went about, you know, between 20 and 30 milligrams deep. Like I went deep. Sure. To just comatose, lay in bed. Yeah. Watch the show 1899. Very confusing.
Is that the one with Sam Elliott?
No.
Is it? No.
No.
1899 is new.
I don't know what 1899 is.
It's wild as fuck.
It's Harrison Ford, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
No, that's 1923.
Okay. Yeah, that hasn't started yet. What is 1899?
Fucking crazy, especially high.
Immigrants on a steamship traveling from London to New York get caught in a mysterious riddle after finding a second vessel adrift on the open sea.
Yeah,
who's in this fucking thing?
It's a fucking Dutch movie.
No. Dude. They found the what was the first Aliens movie called?
Aliens?
No, the first one.
Alien.
No, the first one.
Prometheus.
Yeah,
but that's
thank
not the
you.
First one. That's
yes,
a prequel,
it is, motherfucker. That's the first one.
No.
Well,
have you ever watched the movie Memory?
It is, but here's the thing. Prometheus was made afterwards.
Prometheus is the ship. 2015.
Yeah.
Prometheus is the ship that they found. No, I'm saying Prometheus is the first Alien.
Oh, so this is a TV show.
Yes, it's
okay,
a series.
It's on Netflix.
That's like saying it's fucking crazy.
Got it.
Especially high.
Yeah.
Act of Valor is really confusing high, too.
Okay.
I tried that one.
Why? Why was it confusing?
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense.
The ratings are great on this, actually.
Dude, it's wild.
Wow. People love this show.
It's good. It's like, I'll tell you this much right here.
Okay.
It's like the first M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Wow, come on. Now.
Which one? Don't.
Yeah, where you know, now you can't watch an M. Night movie without
well, you know,
going, okay,
twist.
What's the fucking twist?
What's the twist?
No, that one is... That one you go into like, oh, this is rad, and then oh fuck, this right. Got real fucking deep.
I'll butt fuck with this.
You will. I think you'll enjoy it.
Emily Beecham's the lead in this thing here. She's a great actress.
It's really well done.
All right,
highly funded. I don't think they're. I,
Well, yeah, I'm looking at the trailer right now. This looks expensive as shit.
Oh, yeah. It is expensive as fuck.
So, man, okay. I'm in, dude.
I watched the making of it.
It's real this fucking hit and miss with you, by the way.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I always give you, but you have to take into the context of the direction that I give you when I put you onto something.
I don't
put you onto something going, oh, this is real good. You'll love it for this. I go, if you watch this for this, you will achieve this.
Okay.
If you can think about every time I've put you onto something, I say there's a specific item.
Yes, there
is. I'm like, watch this for the writing. Watch this for the editing. Like, if you go back and you watch fucking, what was the old 80s cop show where they...
No,
the 80s cop show where they had Lamborghinis and white suits and shit like that.
Oh, Miami Vice.
Miami Vice.
So the Miami Vice
movie
that was made in like 2005.
Yeah, it sucks.
The worst editing I've ever seen
was
in my life.
Was it Colin Farrell?
Colin Farrell.
If you watch that movie now from an editing standpoint, you can find like no less than 40 mistakes of like, oh God, like they didn't even try here.
Yeah.
Like
it's a weird flick for sure. And it felt raced. I know they had a bunch of problems in production because they were trying to shut down.
Wait, you're saying it felt raced because of Jamie Foxx?
No, not at all.
Is that what race means?
No, that's my favorite race in that movie. He was good. I thought Colin Farrell was a weird fit in that movie.
I don't buy Colin Farrell as a fucking tough guy. I buy him in Bruges, like the conflicted kind of goofy tough guy. That makes total sense to me. And there's another movie with him and that dude coming out, right?
So he's supposed to be up for an Oscar.
The Banshees of Inisherin.
Yes,
is it good? Has anybody seen it?
It hasn't come out yet, but everybody said he will be up for the Oscar, and it'll be him against B. Frazier.
That's his wheelhouse. That
Brandon
kind of movie.
Fraser?
Oh, yeah, dude. He's playing a 600-pound man.
Brandon Fraser.
In a movie called The Whale.
Yeah, but that's Colin Farrell's wheelhouse. That movie in Bruges, Tigerland, where he's kind of a fuck up.
Tigerland was pretty good.
Yeah. Tigerland was good. Yeah. Pop up a pic of Brendan Fraser in The Whale so Jared can see this.
Also, is
the one
there,
where he's, if he's crying and he's got a tube in his nose, that'd be the good one to show him.
Is there a new?
There it is, right there.
Oh,
you won't recognize.
Oh God, dude. Oh, why?
Yeah.
Why do we need that?
That's the movie. It's about a 600-pound man who's trying to reconnect with his daughter, okay? He's been too fat to leave the house, and he's embarrassed.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so now they're reconnecting.
This isn't...
What's going to happen? I don't know. Is he going to eat the child?
This is where creativity goes to die in Hollywood? Like,
don't know what the movie's about.
Well, I think it's actually a biopic for Steven Seagal.
It might be.
Yeah, because he can't leave the chair either.
No, he can't. I just posted a video on Instagram. Did you see him beat the shit out of that UFC fighter?
It was awesome. I promise you that didn't happen.
Bob, go to my Instagram at STJames. Pull up the Steven Seagal video. He kicks the Christ out of this UFC guy, and it's not even close. I mean, this guy's lucky he's still alive, for Christ's sakes.
What year was this?
Pop this up. It's, there it is. Show Jared. Look at this, man. I mean, look at the way he's treating this guy. Look. Oh, man. That kick could have ended his life if he wanted to. There's another one. Boom. Right to the... Look at all
he's
this.
He's just messing with him.
I know.
That's pretty much the same spot that Christian Pulisic got kicked by the Iranian
fucking
goalie.
Watch this one more time, Jared. Look at this.
It's just so devastating.
Oh, my God. Like, if this was a real fight, he would have ended his life.
He's just playing with his dinner at this point.
That's it. Tiger playing with his food.
I mean, this is...
Tiger playing with his food. Look at those
moves.
I
can't believe that Instagram let you fucking...
Me neither. There was a violence warning on there for a while, but then they took it off. But that's Seagal right now.
That scares me.
When you say things like this, I don't really get it.
To be honest, if Steven Seagal walked in here right now, I would piss on his feet.
I
fuck him.
Do you think he'd be wearing sandals?
I've had so many France presses today that I forgot who my favorite director is.
Of all time?
Yeah.
What about songs to butt fuck to?
No. Hang on. Who directed The Gentleman?
The Gentleman?
Oh, yeah. Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie. Yeah. Does he have a new movie coming out?
No, you love Guy Ritchie, though.
I love Guy Ritchie.
You weren't here the other day, and I talked about that fucking movie.
The Gentleman's great.
No.
King Arthur, the Legend of Butt Fucking, yeah.
That was the last movie you told me to watch, and I was like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, but you watched it because it is Guy Ritchie in a period piece. That's the only reason I didn't like it.
What did I say about it,
It's not a good movie.
I said...
You loved it.
No, and why, though? this goes back to when I tell you to watch something and I give you the context and why.
You gave me the context.
The context was that movie is Disney's The Sword in the Stone merged with fucking Lock, Stock, and or Two Smoking Snatch, Barrels and Snatch and Sons of Anarchy.
And it was
like
none
if
of that.
You could not.
It was none
if
of
you
that.
Crushed, yes, it absolutely
you had the
is.
Actor from Sons of Anarchy, but that movie was terrible.
He's got another movie coming out, follows Sergeant John, who is on his last tour of duty in Afghanistan and his team with the local interpreter, Ahmed, who risked his own life to carry an injured John across miles of grueling terrain to safety. John is played by Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, shit.
Emily Beecham's in it, Anthony Starr, Alexander Ludwig, who you would recognize.
Wait a minute.
Hey, that second name, who did you say?
Emily Beecham.
Yep. You know who I just said? That's the girl from 1899.
Dude, yeah. That show is fucking
I told
sick.
You, she's great.
I'm telling you.
She's great.
I like the show.
Oh, yeah, I'll be in. The now that she's in it, like I'm into no, this I'm fucking show.
Is that about John Chapman? No.
No, I don't think so.
Because I thought Jake Gyllenhaal was casted for... Oh, that's called The Interpreter. No, fucked up.
If you want to see the best director of all time, watch the November Rain video. I don't know who directed it, but I just saw it for the first time in a long time.
What about that Hardee's commercial that
with,
Paris...
With songs to butt fuck to, that's number one on my list.
What about that Hardee's commercial that fucking Paris Hilton did?
It's okay. The Kim Kardashian one was better, obviously, but...
I don't think there was a director for that, just a line producer.
You don't think so?
No.
How did the girl die in November Rain, Jared? Do you remember?
What the fuck is November Rain?
Guns N' Roses. So it's always been a mystery of electrocution, or did she get chopped in
Where's
half?
Where's her pizza?
I think
she
got
chopped in half.
I think it was AIDS.
Fucking dish that shit out.
Oh, man. He didn't want to interrupt the show. He was like, don't interrupt it. Come on up here. You can bring the pizza up. You can come on camera for a little bit.
Oh, shit. I spilled.
Who got AIDS?
The girl in November Rain.
I don't know what happened to her. We never got a firm answer. Jesse claims that she got electrocuted. I think she got chopped in half because there was a mirror in the casket at the end, and we've never been able to solve.
I'll take the Hawaiian.
Why would a mirror in the casket mean she got chopped in half? I don't understand.
Because they were showing her other side of her face, so they could have an open casket for Axl Rose.
Mm.
But I don't have the answer to that.
Who is the woman that was in it?
She's really hot, and I don't know her name. But she's super. Not that that's a shock.
It turns out it was actually.
I'll grab one after.
Stephanie Seymour.
Oh, that's shit. Looking, was it really?
Yeah.
It's looking sour.
Who was Axl Rose's girlfriend at the time?
No.
And she did die of AIDS, actually.
Did she really?
She's still alive.
Oh, that wouldn't shock me.
That sucks.
That wouldn't shock me at all if she died of AIDS. She was super hot, but I always thought she got chopped in half.
She's married to Peter Brandt now.
In real life?
Who I don't know who that is.
Big Dick Brandt?
Peter Brandt?
Yeah.
He owns. I know Peter Brandt. White Birch paper.
Yeah.
So he's like,
he's fucking
the only paper
rich.
I buy. Yeah, is white birch.
Yeah. If you're not buying white birch this Dude, Christmas, are you buying paper
out.
For your kids?
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out of my household.
Yeah, get the fuck
Magazine
out.
Publisher.
Yeah, he's Whatever. A magnate. He's a magnate, that guy. I understand
it. He's got like 15 kids, too.
He's a mopub.
Wouldn't you? He's Look at how hot that girl is.
I'm a pube.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a pube.
He's got 9 kids.
With her?
No, 5 from a previous marriage, and now...
4
Actually, he's only got 7 kids because 2 of them have died.
Oh, wow.
Shut the fuck up.
That's
they,
why you
what
have
do they
that
die
man?
Of?
Dysentery.
One died in 2019 and one in 2021.
Jesus,
so
man.
Interesting.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if that, like, I understand. When you see somebody like that and you're like, oh, I just pumped her full of kids, like, I get it, dude.
Now, it was 2 different women, but I'm sure the other one was hot, too, because he's been rich his whole life.
Probably. Is there a pic of this guy? Pull
Peter
up Peter Brandt.
Brandt.
Yeah,
there's
that's
no
the
D.
paper magnate.
No D in Brandt.
Peter Brandt.
Oh, it's B-R-A-N-T?
Yep.
All right.
Which is probably a mistake.
I wonder what Stephanie
said. I mean, his parents are from Bulgaria, I believe. He was Jewish, so they probably escaped the Holocaust and took that D out of the middle of their name to make it sound more Anglicanized. Yeah.
Look at that guy.
Oh, wow, he looks Italian.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's because of the
not
suit,
who I was
though.
Picturing.
It's because of the suit. That's
a weird looking guy. That's
he
a
looks
weird
like he
guy.
Has some ravioli in his pockets.
No, yeah. That guy's not the dude.
He's got some ravioli.
It's amazing, dude. When you're rich like that, you can get the girl from the November Rain video.
I think
it just doesn't matter.
I think it's the eyebrows.
Maybe. It's all very British. Where's this guy from?
He's from here, but his parents are from Bulgaria, I believe.
Okay. But he's from here.
Well, I mean, his parents were from Bulgaria, so he was born here. But
is Bulgaria
he's Bulgarian.
A soup?
Let's just keep going. Can't do
what?
This bullshit.
What? Why is he so upset?
When you look at this guy, though, that's not the guy you're like, man, when you grow up, you're going to marry the girl from the November Rain video.
He looks like he's probably like 5'2", doesn't he?
Yeah, but what
he?
Do you look like?
Can you find a picture of this dick with other
people?
November
Rain was 40 years ago. What did he look like 40 years ago?
Well, let's find out. How old is he now, Bob?
75.
How old is this guy? No way.
No, he's
He's 75.
He's got it. Yeah, I think he looks 60.
Yeah, he's 75.
Is he really? Shut the fuck up. Damn, dude.
That's what I'm talking about.
Kids, we got some sponsors to put this show on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinking bros. It's Christmas time. Time to get yourself a new mattress for you and your loved one. Or get one for your kid. Two-year-olds love nice mattresses. I know mine does. He just jumps around all over it all day long. They love it. The kids love it. Get them each a mattress. All right. Start when they're newborns and just get them a ghost bed. See what happens. Now, yes, it's probably too big to put inside of a crib, but let them chew on it. Throw it out in the yard. Let them play in front of the neighbors on it. Do whatever you want. Or you can get one for a loved one that you're married to or perhaps courting at home. And if you're doing that, I got to recommend that bundle package, dog. That's 40% off the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. Comes with a super sleek remote control, USB ports, flashlights, vibrates from head to toe if you're into that, which you know I am. Wink. And let's say your significant other goes to sleep before you or after you. They offer it in a split king. And therefore, there's two remotes with that damn thing. And you can go up or down, go to sleep, or stay up all night with the adjustable base. Now, if you just want the mattress, it's 30% off with the promo code Drinking Bros. Plus, right now, you're getting two free luxury pillows with said mattress. That's a Merry Christmas. I highly recommend it. Had it for years. I've had the adjustable base for about three. Can't live without it. Also love the sheets, dude. Highly underrated, those sheets. Big, big fan. They got a cover if you're doing butt stuff. And then they got a weighted blanket, which I guess you sleep for like, I don't know, baby Jessica like hours. It's like 58 hours or something like that. I don't have it because I drive the kids to school in the morning. I can't sleep that long. But everybody else who does says it's delightful. So perhaps put that in the cart as well. Now, when you check out, you're going to go to the bottom of the screen and see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit. Check that box, and all the deals that I mentioned are applicable with that. And you can get a brand new bedroom set for about $25 a month. Head on over to GhostBed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, we got HardAFSeltzer.com. Speaking of the holidays, everybody's got family coming to town or you're going to their house. You might as well get some booze. God forbid Uncle Timmy's out there talking about how great Biden's doing for the economy. We all know that isn't true. The only thing that's going to shut that guy up is some 8% seltzer straight to your dome. No carbs, no sugars, no gluten if you give a shit about that. We ship to 41 states at HardAFSeltzer.com. It'll be there in plenty of time for Christmas. Or if you're in the state of Tennessee or Florida, we are live in over 150 stores collectively in those two states. All you have to do is go to HardAFSeltzer.com, hit the store locator and type in your zip code or city. It doesn't even matter if you're in the car, and Google Maps will take you right to the closest store, and it's cheap as shit on there. Regular prices, same as like a White Claw or something, except we've got double the ABV in ours. We're also in the largest booze distributor throughout the entire South. It is a totally awesome place to buy all your booze, and we're in every single one of their stores, damn it. So go in there, grab a couple cases for the holidays, and light shit up properly at HardAFSeltzer.com. So November Rain, that was probably, what, 87, 88, somewhere in there? Maybe later, who knows?
30 years ago.
So he would have been 45.
1992.
Okay. 92, yeah, 30 years ago, okay.
So yeah, 40s.
Yeah, let's look him up in his
40s. Peter Brand in his
40s. Oh, is that a picture of the two of them?
There they go.
There we go. Let's see. Let's see if this matches up. I'm always curious here.
Looks like Simon Cowell. He hasn't aged.
Yeah. He kind of looks like Simon. He's just a rich... This is your classic, like, rich... I know this guy does something. What do you do? And then he owns a fucking paper magnate.
She's 5'10", so he's like 6'3".
Damn. He might have a fucking
sloppy hog. He might be 6'5", if she's wearing heels. Okay. Right there.
And how recent is that pick, Bob?
I when I look at that pick, though, if I truly look at that photo,
yeah,
I know that the drive home that evening was silent.
Yeah. Especially after that many kids, too, where they're just like...
Look at their piece of shit kid.
Let's see their piece of shit kids.
Well, it might be one of the dead ones, so...
Bob, let's be careful.
Yeah, this guy's alive.
He's alive? Okay.
Ryan, from his first marriage, died due to cardiac arrest caused by aspiration, which kind of sounds
aspiration is just like hopes, right? Nailed it.
And then another one died. The other one died, Harry, who was born in 1996 from a prescription drug overdose.
Ah, shit. I knew one of them was.
The directions are on the fucking label.
Yeah.
How do you fuck that up? What?
Probably weren't prescribed directly to him. That kid's kind of pimpy, though. Like, I understand that. I bet you that kid gets a ton of pussy.
No, that kid gets a ton of dick.
No. You think he's gay? Pop him up one more time.
I think he just runs through everything.
That's what I think.
That's a gay child.
Did he go to Ash Wednesday? Is that what's on his forehead?
That's my cursor.
Oh, it is. I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't know how religious he was. You know?
And a little bit of cum.
But you want to ask.
Now look at how she is. He's 5. He's probably 5'11", and she's probably wearing heels right now, and she's actually probably 5'9".
Yeah. I mean, that's he's a tall dude.
Were we
like,
trying
that guy's
to figure out how
busted.
Tall they were?
I just don't think he's as small as he looked in that other picture.
Because I'm with you. I was going to say 5'2 there, and now I want to rephrase here because, yeah, she's tall, and then the kid is tall, too.
He looks like the result of anal sex.
Maybe.
Like she fucking didn't go to the bathroom immediately, and some of it leaked into her pee hole.
Man, that's not how that works.
Wow. Yeah, sure it is. That's how gay dudes get pregnant. What the fuck are you talking about?
What? Let's talk about the soup.
There's
no soup today. Yeah. How's that pizza?
It's so fucking great.
Rated on a scale of 1 to 10, Stoney's. It just opened up here.
Okay,
where we go.
I would say it's about a 6.
Really?
Yeah.
That's low, Jared.
Well, I mean, I can't discredit the great pizzas I've had in my life because I just have this in front of me.
Okay. Has he had any yet?
Everybody can have you come get
yeah everybody
these.
Can have yeah. some pizza help yourself.
You guys tell us what you think.
It's, yeah. It feels right now, it feels like it's time to start talking about butt sex.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Panel.
Well, we'll go into Panel. Top 10 songs to do it to. November Rain is one for me, obviously, because it's fresh in my brain.
But why? But that has nothing to do with butt sex.
I thought about this. It's the time period. It's everything that was going on. You could have fun and do gross stuff. Nobody was videoing you. You didn't have social media apps.
You're still at the height of AIDS back then.
But not for straight people, right? So you could still do that. And I'm talking about straight anal here. If we're going panel, I'm talking about straight people. And then anything Motley Crue related, like Girls, 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 or something where there's cocaine involved, I think it's got to be glam rock-ish to really get into it. Like Nine Inch Nails, that's when you got into a different class.
Yeah,
like that's...
To me, you're choking and striking the woman at
correct.
That point. Yeah,
there's some domestic violence involved where it gets right to the edge where you're like, holy shit,
yeah,
she's reaching.
Trent is not a hard dude, you know?
No, he's a pussy.
Quit Twitter.
He sure did. It was
like
a little too much
bitch.
For him. But with Nine Inch Nails, like there's a, like people are pierced and shit. Like there's going to be some stabbing involved. Somebody's got a Prince Albert. It's not the funness of like the fucking 90s, you know? Like that's thrown out the window. Because today, what are you going to have hardcore butt sex to today? It's not Drake. It's not Taylor Swift.
I have a very specific track.
Who you got?
Hawthorne Heights, Ohio is for lovers.
Hawthorne Heights, Ohio is
it's
for
emo
lovers.
Music, yeah.
Can you sing a few bars for us? I feel like I know this song. I just
you definitely probably know the song.
From here or whatever.
I don't know. We'll have to pull it up. I was at a Hawthorne Heights concert.
Okay.
With a girl. And... there was no one there. We were like the only ones at the concert.
All right.
And when they started playing Ohio is for Lovers, I had called my ex-girlfriend at the time because that was one of our songs. And I was like, I'm at the Hawthorne Heights concert and they're playing Ohio is for Lovers. She was like, oh, that's so rad. Well, that girl I was with got really mad
okay.
that I called my ex-girlfriend, and
which is probably reasonable.
Yes,
possibly. Yeah, possibly.
Did you FaceTime? Because you always FaceTime.
No, I mean this was before FaceTime.
Okay. All
right. Yeah. So, she got real upset and like made the whole evening hell.
Okay.
Even though like the band like wanted to party and like we're buying them beers and hanging out, and she was just being so sour, pissed about everything. And so we drive home, and it was kind of a long drive home. It was like 45 minutes, and she's just silent and pouty and angry and shit like that. And
did you turn the song on in the car?
Yeah. No.
And then call your ex again and be like, hey, our song's on in the car.
So we get home, and like she gets into bed, and I'm like, I'm going to take a shower. And so I took a shower, and she was wearing one of those like schoolgirl outfits.
Okay.
And when I got out of the shower, she was just on the bed, on her hands and knees with her ass in the air, and doesn't even look at me. She just goes, fuck me in the ass.
No way.
I was like, what the fuck?
And so obviously you did that, right?
Probably.
Yeah. And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. That was all because of that one song.
Ohio
now I'm dying to hear this fucking
Hawthorne
song.
Heights. Ohio is for lovers. Come on, Bob.
Well.
No, we can't play it on here.
Play it on here. But
you could play a little piece.
I wonder if I can pull it up on my phone and kind of hear it in the background.
No.
Really?
It still catches it,
You think we'll get fucking ding for that?
Really? I actually found an article, and it's 13. Hold on. Let me see what the title is. 13 pop songs that are probably about anal sex.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear. Fire away.
One is I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
Ooh, interesting.
Maybe. I could see that.
Interesting.
I could see that. Yeah.
Two is Sweat by Inner Circle. I don't know that song. It's old.
All right.
Three, I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That by Meatloaf.
Oh.
But that's an anti-anal song, I believe.
Yeah.
Although there's no dude. Unless he was singing to another dude.
No, it's probably about being pegged.
Yeah, maybe it's about being pegged, which is still anal.
Sure.
Knocking at Your Back Door by Deep Purple.
Oh, yeah.
That seems a little...
For sure, that's on the nose.
Pull Up to the Bumper by Grace Jones. I don't know what the fuck that is.
So Grace Jones was fucking crazy. Do you remember Boomerang, that movie Boomerang?
Yeah.
She was Steel Vagina. Okay. She was the tall black model... Who was in like James Bond and all that shit.
Well, here are some of the lyrics from the song.
Okay.
So pull up to my bumper, baby, and your long black limousine. Pull up to my bumper, baby, and drive it in between.
There you go.
So she's talking about getting fucked in her butthole.
Yeah. And that's Grace Jones. Like she partied like that. So that makes sense.
Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. We all know that song.
Relax.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yep. But that's
where you want to go. Yeah.
That was a pretty clear one. Hey Mickey by Tony Basil. I'm not sure I understand that.
Hey Mickey.
Although
is that the one with the claps?
Yeah. So
Hey Mickey.
One of the lyrics is any way you want to do it, I'll take it like a man.
Well, I mean a man doesn't really take it like that, does he? I mean I guess so.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
That's
pretty questionable, yeah.
I would say just anything by Puddle of Mud.
Oh yeah, Puddle of Mud, dude.
Other Side by Red Hot Chili Peppers. I think pretty much all their songs are about butt sex.
Yes, that's a great butt sex group right there. If you're going to have butt sex, Red Hot Chili Peppers is a good one, for sure.
A Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin, because there is that lyric that says, I want to be your backdoor man. I don't know what else that would mean.
Yeah, me neither.
My Moon, My Man by Feist, which is an indie... Lesbian.
I know Feist, yeah.
One of the lyrics is, my moon, my man, hold on, let's see where it is. My moon's white face, what day and what phase? It's the calendar page again, my moon and me, not as good as we've been, it's the dirtiest clean I know.
Yeah.
I don't know, moon means butt.
So
if you read that as moon meaning butt.
Then... I get it. I'll tell you who Feist is. Do you remember when Apple had that huge commercial that was, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's Feist. So
I know
like
who
that,
Feist
that
is.
That happy, it's weird that she would be singing about anal, but good for her. She parties at least.
Hurts So Good by John Mellencamp.
Yeah.
That seems.
Oh, that's cool. You left the cougar out of that. That's John Cougar Mellencamp.
It depends on what part of his career he's in.
Ah, he's always cougar to me, dude.
Sometimes love don't feel like it should. You make it hurt so good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes love don't feel like it should. Fucking cougar, dude.
Erotica by Madonna is number 12. If you take, if I take you from behind, push myself into your mind, When you least expect it, will you try and reject it? So if I surprise you with butt sex, are you going to try to reject it as a...
This is real creepy.
Then Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash.
Oh, wow.
Well, look.
That's after a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
So the caption says, I always thought this was about eating Indian food, but then I realized it could just as easily be about having anal sex with someone who ate Indian food.
Exactly.
But there's some other songs just on the top fuck list for pop songs that I think probably are about anal sex.
Okay.
Nice and Slow by Usher, probably.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Because that's what the girl always says.
Yep.
Pony by Genuine. Everybody knows that song.
Oh, yeah. Boing, boing.
Gross. The Sweetest Taboo by Sade is probably right. What else, other than heroin, Sade, what would the sweetest taboo be?
No, it wouldn't be anything.
And then the last one that really spoke to me was Earned It by The Weeknd, because I feel like if you're getting anal from me, you earned it.
Yeah.
You earned it.
That's true. That's true.
You earned it.
That's not a bad list, though, altogether. I mean, there was a lot of thought that went into that. Is that Rolling Stone? Who did that list?
It is Bustle.
Bustle. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Boosie.
I'm a big fan of that. Also a big fan of this. We got a ton of drinks here from Sugarlands, and we might be doing a collab with these guys. The Sippin' Cream? I've never had Sippin' Cream before.
I don't know what that is. It sounds like...
It goes into coffee, so it's booze that goes into coffee.
Oh, it's just like...
Oh, it's not.
Fucking liqueur, delightful, yeah. Dude. Coffee liqueur.
The cream that comes out of the...
Yeah.
Yeah. That I play with.
It's great, what? Dude. Yeah. It's great.
Oh, no.
Is Hawaiian your first go-to there, by the way?
Well, for today.
For today, okay. Yeah. I don't trust people who get Hawaiian pizza.
You want sweet and savory together.
Don't do it.
That's all it is.
Do you like Hawaiian pizzas?
Yeah, I like most pizza.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. Whatever.
I can't do pineapples on it.
It does.
I can do just about anything with pineapples.
I'm not an anchovy guy.
I mean,
if it's a nice Caesar that's been tossed with anchovies, that's fine.
Sure.
But I can't with the whole fucking chunks of...
Yeah.
Caesar was invented by a Mexican restaurant.
It sure was. It sure was. The Caesar salad was invented by Mexico.
His name was Julius Caesar Martinez. Mm-hmm. Is the guy's name.
It was in Tijuana.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Spring break, too.
Sure was, too.
Like 1927.
I'm a big Caesar guy. A lot of people don't know that. I love a good Caesar there.
1927. And he had ran out of... He didn't have anything, any supplies left. So all these spring breakers came in and he... just threw fucking lettuce and anchovies and croutons and said, the Caesar's out.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you do, right?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Good
and
for
here
you.
You are. Olive Garden's trying to take credit for it, but fuck off.
Well, I guess they do have a Caesar, but the main salad is not a Caesar.
It's not a Caesar,
it's
no.
It's just like
it's
mixed.
It's an Italian salad. Yeah. It's a house salad, and it's the best in the biz. Bob, what would you rank Stoney's here? What do we got out of that pizza?
Like what, out of 10?
Yeah.
I give it a solid 7 out of 10.
Yeah. That's where I'm at. I was living at about a 7.5 last time I had it, but I had it at a food truck there. What do you got? What do you think? What's your number back there? Seven?
Give it a seven.
7.5? Okay, good. That's not bad, especially in this area. So next time you're back, the 313 is the jam here.
It's Detroit-style pizza.
It's Detroit-style pizza. Are you a big Detroit? Yeah. Are you a big Detroit-style pizza guy?
You know, I've never had Detroit-style pizza. The only real food I had in Detroit was actually, it was Mediterranean.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
We went with Jack Roush Jr. to a med place.
How was that?
Lamb.
Okay.
Yeah. Kebabs and shit.
I've had a real good kebab here recently.
It was a great place.
I was in Dallas. I was at a kosher place, actually.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Kosher.
And they really brought it out. Yeah.
They brought it.
I went to meet this investor, and I had to pray with him afterwards. I had to hold his hands, and it was weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
At a fountain?
No, we were at the table.
Oh, they didn't take you to the fountain?
We were at the table, but we prayed. We prayed together, and I was like, all right, cool. I guess we're doing this. Let's do it. You know? I'll go all in.
What do you think?
Why not?
After that?
I don't really care.
Did he say, I trust you with my money?
I was one of those people in high school. Like, when you grow up in the South, if you sleep over at somebody's house on a Saturday night, you have to go to Mass with them the next day.
Yep.
No matter where or what church it is, right?
There's a Via 313 right there
near
Castle Hills. If you're
near his house?
Wow.
Well, it's still probably 25 minutes away from your place. Yeah.
But you've got the locator.
Yeah, you're good. You're good to go.
It's got the locator.
Try it out and let me know what you think of that, because everybody says that's number one in Austin.
Okay.
It is.
But yeah, if in the South, if you slept over at somebody's house and you got fucked up on a Saturday night, it was mandatory that whoever's house you stayed at, you had to go to church with them.
Wait, like as in high school?
Yeah.
I would. That was a thing for me for like grade school sleepovers, like junior high sleepover, whatever. Like okay. playing N64 all night, whatever.
Then, yeah.
But
yeah.
By high school, it was just like, you know, you slunk out of there like a piece of shit the next
day. Well, morning. You tried to. Right, but if you slept her on in and the mom woke you up, then you were going to church and that was it. Church.
I stayed and tried to, you know, send hints to the mom like, oh, I'm not feeling well. Do you think you could stay? Like, you all go to the service or whatever, and you, right. ma'am, could you stay here with me
and take care of me?
Right, and by take care of me, obviously, I'm talking about panel.
Sure, sure.
Because suburban housewives don't get fucked in the ass nearly enough.
No, I don't even think they want it, Dan.
Well, it's not really up to me to decide that. It's just my job to perform the panel. I don't really care if they want it or not.
I know a lot of people at most of these functions who are like, man, you know what I'm missing in my life? Panel. Out in the burbs.
I think we should start doing that. So I've got all these assholes that watch this stupid show calling people cunts all the time.
Sure.
Wearing fucked up clothes in public and shit, starting fights, political fights with people all the time for no fucking reason. Start talking about anal very openly in public.
Yeah.
Let's do an experiment for like the rest of the year.
Let's see who's into
through
it.
The holiday season. I want you to bring up anal sex as much as you can.
Well, Jerry could actually do it on Sunday with Jerry Jones.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's definitely been into it.
Ask him, is Jerry married? He's married, right?
Yeah, and ask him about the maybe black kid that he's hiding, because that would be interesting.
Is that real?
I think so, yeah. He's definitely hiding a couple of kids, from my understanding.
Okay.
Which is, you know, he's an old billionaire. Of course
it's
hiding.
Fine.
He's probably got a secret family up
it's
in Canada.
Fine. It's not like he can't afford them.
I'm not judging him. All I'm saying is it's interesting.
Sure. So why don't you ask him about anal, how many times he's had it, and when's the last time he's had it?
And then, you know, which...
There he is right
we'll
there.
Just try to work that into.
Do you even know what he looks like?
Yeah.
All right, great.
So he settled his most recent paternity suit.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Shit.
Paid Alexander Davis $375,000.
That's it? He's a fucking billionaire.
Wow. That's the art of the deal, did though. The kid, way to go, Jerry.
Did he give the kid season tickets forever?
That's way more than $375 for life there. Is that his wife? Pop her
no,
up.
No, this is the...
is that the mistress?
No, it's the fake daughter, real daughter, whatever the fuck.
Okay. Is he married in real life now? Who's Jerry hanging out with here?
So, yeah, I think he's always been married, but there was one suit that he won. It wasn't his kid.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
And you can imagine, like, if this is the problem.
How do you, it's pretty easy to prove.
It is. But if you fucked multiple dudes, you don't know.
Yeah, of course. Here's the problem. If you're a fucking powerful, wealthy person, condoms are not even an option.
Mm-mm.
Like, you got to get snipped because they're going to be poking holes in condoms and shit. That's not going to work for you.
Yeah, especially when you're old.
And you can't just cream pie some 25-year-old girl.
They do that for Instagram.
When you're rich.
Drake did.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Drake got a porn star pregnant.
What?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know about that?
How do you do that?
I mean, with his dick, obviously.
Yeah, but still. Like,
yeah,
she does this professionally.
A French porn star, he got pregnant, and she forced him into a paternity suit and a DNA test and all that other shit, and he was the father. And then it got outed by Pusha T, the rapper.
Yeah.
And that's how the entire world found out.
Well, do you think, since Kanye is going wild right now, do you think there's any chance any of his kids with Kim belong to CP3? Chris Paul, number three there.
Great question. I don't know.
Pull up Kim's kids with Kanye, please, and let's see if any of them
there's
look
some
like...
light-skinned ones in there, for sure.
Well, she's light-skinned.
Yeah, and Paul is not light-skinned.
No, that's true. So, by the way, if you haven't heard this, Kanye got... nuked from Twitter. He got banned from Twitter.
Last night.
So two things. One was a Star of David with a swastika in it. They got... What's that?
We know that's not what that is.
It's not what that is.
So we just did literally a Patreon episode of this on Softcore History. That is the symbol for the religion Ryleism.
Is it Indian?
What is that? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, the swastika was stolen from fucking India.
From Hindu, but then they stole it.
Yeah, but then this dude stole it.
So essentially, this guy, this is like the Scientology you've never heard of. This guy, an alien came down to this guy on a mountain and was like, I'm actually the real Yahweh. It's never been God. It's always been aliens. We made Earth. We think you're our perfect new Jesus. You should start having a harem of women and recruiting
people.
Of
course, because it's all about puss.
Yeah,
right?
Except this guy's still alive.
Oh, he's still alive now?
Yeah.
How old is he?
Like in his 70s.
All right.
Well, you know,
very possible.
All of the high holy fucking all of the top level rabbis in Israel right now. There's a lot of hubbub about the Messiah is alive right now, and one of them's been communicating with him.
Okay,
so
I like it.
I don't know if they're communicating with him on Discord, and it is actually Kanye. Sure. Or some shit. It's hard to say, but can we pull up a picture of these kids?
Yeah, let's see these kids.
That looks like Kanye to me. That's definitely Kanye's child.
That's a good mix right there. Yeah,
that's definitely Kanye's kid. Yeah.
And then two of the kids were through a surrogate. So that's tough to say as well.
No,
but,
what do you mean?
She didn't have him.
Right, but it wouldn't.
It's her egg.
It was her egg and his jizz.
His jizz, right?
Yeah.
Chris Paul's such a loser. How are you getting cheated on with by Chris Paul?
I think just because he was over there.
What is it?
You know, it was Devin Booker, and they were like, hey, do you want to bang? Is that the other one? Pop it up.
Yeah, Devin Booker was banging the other one.
He still is, so he's still dating her. They're still together, the younger one. Kylie, I think her name is.
Who cares?
Or Kendall. But with this, one of his last tweets, and he did say this on his tweets, Kanye said, well, might as well break one more window before they kick me off this platform for good. Chris Paul, fuck my wife.
Yeah, and I can't tell.
And then he was banned about 20 minutes later.
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul's a superstar NBA player.
Well, not in the playoffs.
He does all those State Farm commercials.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Maybe that's why he does State Farm, because his wife's going to smash up all his shit.
Maybe, but if you... There was another picture that was floating around Twitter last night, and I can't tell if it was real or somebody photo, but it happened very quickly, and it happened, the timestamp is right before he got banned, so I think it was real. It was the picture of Elon with Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yes.
And then Kanye posted it and said, is it real?
Yep.
Or something like that, and that's right when he got banned.
Right.
So I don't. My guess is Elon reached out to him personally, like via text, and was like, hey, calm down, dude.
Yeah.
Like, just... Tomorrow's a new day.
Tomorrow's a new day. Fucking wake up and do it. So
this is the picture.
That's the photo. Yeah, pop it up.
Man, those heavy. We've showed this on the show before.
We have.
Yeah, but that doesn't say anything. It's just an event.
We have, but man, those heavies, dude.
I'm a lot more concerned with his relationship with China than his relationship with some fucking slut in New York.
Yeah, because I was telling Jared, you haven't been here for like a good Ghislaine convo, but like when you're that rich, you can buy your way into anything. So like all these pictures you see, it's like, all right, great. I mean, they could buy their way into all this shit. So. Yeah. I'm sure there's a million pictures with everybody. Yeah, they were there. Now, was he boning her? Sure. I mean, that's, you know, if you're bored that night at whatever gala you're at, you'd probably take her in the bathroom, right? Do some panel, a little bit of panel there. I think you're fine. I think you're good to go.
Has Sam been arrested yet?
No.
No, he's not arrested. That's not going to happen. That's not going down.
Why?
What do you think?
He just got
too much money.
He got politely invited by a sitting member of Congress
via Twitter to come hang out.
Politely invited.
Exactly.
To an investigation.
Yeah, that's not going to fucking happen.
He's out of the country, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's in the Bahamas.
He's going to get his as soon as he leaves the Bahamas and goes anywhere else, he's getting his head cut off.
That plane is getting shot down, friend. Yeah. He's going right down in those waters.
It's ticking.
No.
It's ticking.
I don't think that guy lives past
February.
March, maybe. Yeah. I think my over-under was March on that, so...
Is there a my bookie bet going?
I don't think so.
I wish, dude. There was. There was... So maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, there was a dark one, and it was all presidents who were going to die first versus each other.
Yeah.
So they had Putin versus Trump and who was going to die first and all that shit. Obviously, these are all futures bets, but, you know, Putin's got cancer. He might get clipped.
Headline this morning that he's real sick.
Yeah, he's probably got cancer.
He's an old man.
He's 70, so he's probably got cancer.
Yeah.
Probably butt cancer. That's what usually happens. I mean, I can't imagine Vladimir Putin's eating a very healthy diet.
Is that what you have
to do? You ever see him shirtless on a horse?
Cancer.
Yeah. I mean,
Do I need to have a healthy diet?
You should eat a lot of fiber to prevent butthole cancer.
So bread.
I think that pizza's fine.
No, bread is not fucking fiber.
I think that pizza that he ate is fine right there.
No,
I think
fiber
is
going
to be good for a while.
Like apples and shit
good?
Like that.
Yeah. Apples are fiber? Since when?
Most fruits are fibrous.
God, you're...
Here's a quick update on this. So the DOJ is asking for an independent probe into the FTX bankruptcy.
What?
Again,
why aren't
independent
they
probe
it?
Sounds like anal to me.
Sure
I don't
does.
Fucking care about this.
But why isn't our Department of Justice doing the investigation on this?
Unclear. You know what they are doing, though? The TSA is starting to, I don't know if you've noticed, flying anytime recently, but they're trying to pull people aside and have them and allow TSA to scan your face. By the way, TSA is all the people that used to work at the mall 25 years ago,
yeah.
like people that had no other discernible skills, they now work for TSA. That's who TSA is.
Yeah.
It's like fucking minimum wage jobs.
Yeah.
So it's not like we've got fucking Delta operators out there or intelligence community people like, oh, look at your fucking... No, they're scanning people's faces now.
It's the fat blue line.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Jack Mandeville played a perfect version of them on Vet TV back
fat
in the day.
Fat blue line.
Is that off the cuff, Bob?
Why isn't that a t-shirt?
I do want to give you credit for it. I mean, that could be a t-shirt.
You just
got to
wear that next time you fly.
The fat blue line. Just have a TSA. The fat blue line.
I like
line
fat blue line. My previous favorite was Gravy Seals.
Gravy Seals.
But fat blue line's good too.
If it's just the silhouette of Jack's
with the little fucking tuft of hair right here.
Looks like he was born to be in the TSA.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was supposed to do Friday Night Jack Stash tonight. We recorded the show on a Friday. I got a call from him that said he was going to Hawaii.
He's going to Hawaii?
For Black Rifle.
What?
He's going to Honolulu?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, what are you guys doing over there?
I have no idea.
It's a big company. But anyways, this TSA shit where they're trying to get you to come scan your face, you say no. You don't have... It's a voluntary thing. They're going to try to tell you that it's...
No.
All the stupid shit that governments always try to tell you, tell them no.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so goddamn good, though. The fat blue line. I always get my cock rubs, and every single time. There's something inside of me that goes off, and it's always my ding-dong. And then they do it with the back of the hand, not the front of the hand, which I don't really get. If you're trying to find, you know, a hidden bullet underneath my sack, you should probably use the front of your hand. What's the back of your hand going to do
there? I don't know.
I don't really get it. But if we put an outline of Jack Mandeville and did a fat blue line t-shirt.
Oh, God.
Can you pull up a picture of Jack Mandeville right quick? And then pull up a picture of Carl Bronatonaluski or whatever the fuck his name is from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
If you type in Friday Night Jack Sesh, his logo's up, his thumbnail's up for the show now. But yeah, he's going to fucking Hawaii. I was like, dude, what are we doing?
Probably something for the World War II.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. That's right. It's coming up, right?
That's not him.
December 7th? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely went to the wrong Jack.
You don't know how to spell Jack's name yet?
Jack Mandeville?
Mandeville.
He's been several times. Yeah, I don't know how you don't know how to spell Jack's name yet.
It's bad.
That's fucking weird, man.
Real bad look for you.
Real bad.
Sure is, man. Yeah. Sure is.
Oh, man.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. There it is, right there.
Yep.
That's a perfect one. Look at this guy.
So that's Jack. And now we're writing a live-action version of the character Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and Jack is going to play him, and that's the character.
It's nice.
That's it.
You tell me that's not fucking spot on.
Yeah. I can't wait for those blue sweatpants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
then we
got to
get him a gold chain, too.
Oh, yeah, We'll switch out the gold chain logo from time to time as well.
All of the things there on Jack.
I'm just here for the free porn,
I know,
right?
Yes. God damn it.
I'm
dude.
Doing this for the Ferrari.
Such a good show.
Yep.
Such a good show.
Jack Mandeville. Did they do a TSA sketch over at...
Yeah, a whole show.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Where Jack plays a TSA guy.
He was a TSA guy at Vet TV.
At Vet TV.
I've been watching Solar Opposites. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
With Solar Opposites.
Real good.
It's the Rick and Morty guys, just a different
Rick and Morty thing. In a different show.
Yeah. Okay.
It's fucking
same
funny.
Dudes?
Yeah.
No.
Right.
I mean, well,
not the same characters,
is it
the same Harman? People. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dan Harmon and the other guy.
Yeah, because Adult Swim's going away. They nuked it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I got purchased.
By who?
Well, the back catalog did, so they're not going to make any more originals or any of that bullshit.
That's it?
Yeah, it got folded into everything else. I think they've got to complete his deal because they paid a shit ton of money for it, or I guess they're just going to pay him off.
Well, Hulu is what they're...
HBO Max.
No, Hulu bought Solar Opposites.
Oh, okay,
they're the
yeah.
ones that finance Solar
Opposites. Then that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because everybody's cutting back and they're getting rid of all their shit.
Why?
So. No money, dude. Original
How
content's
is there
expensive.
No money?
Dude, Netflix is like $6 billion in debt. to make original content over and over and over again, it's expensive.
How do you rack up that
shit,
debt,
dude?
Too.
Oh, pretty easy.
Look.
Put The Rock in a movie, give him $200 million with Ryan Reynolds, and then figure out what happens there. Remember, what was the name of that fucking thing? The two of them had a movie that came out.
Yeah, recently.
It was called like Red Light or Black Lights
even,
or something.
Yeah, I didn't even. I passed over it.
Same here, man.
I was like, yeah, that looks lame.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to fucking. I don't want to
see. I don't want to see The Rock in anything anymore.
I don't either. I don't want to see him in one fucking thing anymore.
It's not fun.
Nope.
It's not cool.
None of it.
I like to watch him.
Guess what? 1899 didn't have fucking anybody in it. It was amazing.
I like to watch him.
Most of that shit does.
Squid Games was fucking amazing.
Yeah, but the Squid Games, the old man just got arrested for fucking Uncle Touchies.
Yeah.
The creator of Squid Games?
No,
the 100-year-old man in that.
Yeah.
The 80-year-old man just got a...
Korean actor.
He just got Me Too'd.
They're going to have to they're gonna have to recast him, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because the other one isn't in...
She said that she was her boobs got grabbed and maybe raped or something like that. And then
how do you go from boobs got grabbed to raped?
Well, it's got to start somewhere.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you're inside her. You know?
Yeah, you don't really just go penal first. Like you got to grab a boob or something, I guess. But with that, he said he was just holding her hand, taking her around a lake, showing her the sights and sounds and some bird watching and shit. And two different stories there that are wildly different, but he got indicted over there, whatever country that is.
In South Korea?
Right, who fucking knows?
Yeah,
bro?
Who cares?
If it was North Korea, his fucking head would be chopped
it's off. Away from
the, as yeah. of the release of this article, as of October 28th, there's no release date, but the director said it was going to be probably end of 2023 or 24. It'll probably be 24 now that this guy's going to be on trial
the old
for
man.
Fucking nip lips.
The old man, dude. Who would have guessed? You know, the 80-year-old man.
Me, a guy that's famous now for the first time in his life, trying to rape some girl. Yeah, of course he's fucking...
This is his time to shine.
Yeah.
It's time to get his
and he's
rape
only
on.
Got like 12 seconds left to live. What does he care?
Less than that.
Well, now he's just going to be in a little room.
Sure is.
I mean, I've watched...
jacking off into his own face.
A lot of videos of prisons in different countries.
Oh, he's 78. Yeah. He's from North Korea.
Wow. Oh, is he really?
Yeah, so he escaped.
He's from
North
the good
Korea.
One.
Yeah, well,
now he's not doing so well. You
know? No, man, they might strap him to a rocket over there.
They could
look. You figure out what happens.
He was born in a jail. He's going to die in a jail.
He sure was.
It's interesting.
He'll probably kill himself. I mean, Asian culture usually, if you're fucked at the end, you just kill yourself.
Yeah, you go off into the woods, right? They got a nice wooded section. For
fucking
you.
Harry carry yourself or hang yourself.
No, the Whatever, worst. Bob. Yeah, the worst prison on earth is in North Korea. It's called Something 22. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard of it. Why is it
North
the worst?
North Korean prison.
Camp 22.
Camp 22.
Yeah. Why is it the worst?
Because it just has the gnarliest conditions. Like you're in frozen tundra, like they don't feed you.
Are they like, breaking rocks all day and shit?
Oh no, they're like torturing you and like cutting off your limbs and fucking with you.
Yeah,
like all day.
Fuck yeah,
dude. Making you listen to Maxine Waters talk.
22. Oof. Yeah, it's
or David Hogg.
Yeah, reading Maxine Waters tweets.
What would be your worst if you were in prison? You had to listen to one person talk over and over and over again. Who would it be? I know mine. It's Greta Thunberg. If I had to hear a compilation of her speeches,
oh god,
over and over, I would lose my fucking mind.
There's a lot of jails in Central and South America that are they're so crowded, like you can't even sit down.
Yeah, and there's no those jails in Central and South America. They don't have
like they were
there's
built
no,
for 800 people. And
there's
they
no
have like 8,000.
Yeah, and there's no
oh god.
There's no prison guards, so the guards are outside. Yeah. And they defend they all their guns are pointed inward to make sure nobody leaves. But the prison is run by the inmates.
Yeah. How do they eat?
They just fucking launch food with trebuchets over the thing. I think I don't know.
They just launch the
which is the same thing we're gonna do to Elon Musk.
Yeah. We're gonna fucking go to war.
Right? I really do think we need to fucking build siege towers next to federal buildings.
What?
Yeah. So we buy properties or rent properties next to federal buildings, even if it's just like a fucking post office, and then we start building a siege tower until they come ask us what we're doing.
And then just say, hey, guys, what is this all about? And you're like, nothing.
It's none of your business.
Yeah, you should just build
none
bunch
of your business,
big
fed
ass
boy.
Wooden horses.
Yeah. Or just buy land and then put fake mailboxes on that property and then have everybody mail. Just the wrong shit to you.
Know? Or we could build a big Trojan horse and just push it down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah. See what happens.
For Joe.
Why not?
For .. Joe.
Yeah. Little kids and candy inside.
Yeah. Well, that's what he likes. Ice cream, though,
he
but it melts.
Sniff
so,
it.
Yeah.
You got to smell it.
It's a scratch and sniff Trojan horse.
It's a refrigerated Trojan horse.
With sure scratch is. And sniff on the outside. Yeah.
Yeah. Now's the point in the show. We get to the drinking bro of the week. This one was submitted by Chris Knight from Oklahoma.
C-Knight.
Member of Drinking Bros since 2018. He's nominating retired MSGT Jerry
Master Sergeant.
There you go. Of the United States Air Force. Says, my dad has been the person who never gave me bad advice. He's currently in the hospital with a blood infection. We don't know if he'll make a recovery, but I want to give him a shout out to the best group of veterans that I've never met or that I've ever met or been around. Cheers, fuckers. Cheers to you, man. Sorry to hear about your father. That sucks, man. Fuck.
We'll get better.
Jerry Troxwell. Let's go, dude. Let's go.
Get better.
Maybe we'll get better. And if he does, we'll have a pizza together. We'll have a pie here. I'm not getting Hawaiian, though, for him. Whatever. He's a real man.
Whatever.
Meat lovers.
You know what? Yes, I'm feeling that's exactly great. What I was going to say.
I feel great now.
Do you really?
I got fucking pizza.
You think you beat your sickness today?
No.
Okay.
No, it's still there.
Yeah, it's still there for sure. For sure.
Yeah, I'm just going to go stare at the sun.
Why not? And I like how you had a driver today. You know, you had a driver come and
there was
take
a lot to do on the way,
out.
You know?
Sure.
There's a lot to do on the way.
No, I like it. I like it a lot.
Stare at the sun, but use binoculars because it's hard to see. It's like 93 million. Well, you got to tilt
a telescope. Yeah.
What's a telescope?
It's a different kind of microscope.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
no.
It is.
Sure is.
Yeah, it's way better than that.
Sure isn't. How about we take Jared to the hospital, please?
It's a milliscope.
Milliscope.
Get him out of here.
Trust me, I fucking have three of them.
It's not a thing.
Yes, it is.
No, definitely.
It 100% is.
No.
Dude, I'll fucking call ICE on you.
Well, we'll put that thing in a petri dish and put it underneath your milliscope.
We're all American citizens.
Yeah, we sure are.
I don't care.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I'll have ICE knocking on your door, checking your kids.
Yeah. You're going to send ICE to my house, dude, for my kids?
I'm going to ICE you.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, check the kids. Look at the bottom of their feet.
Are they dirty? Are they clean? If so, get them out of here.
Is there a Made in America sticker on there? Yeah. If not, get them out of here.
Send them back to Mexico.
Yeah.
Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify, leave a 5-star, and that's it. No review. They're not technologically advanced like everybody else, so fuck
them. Swedes.
They can't do it over there.
You can't even charge your electric car this winter.
Nope. They're all done, right?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, they don't have enough
Turn it in.
Juice for the grid for the winter, so you can't do anything.
Turn it in.
Sorry about it. For D'Anthony Holloway, Jared Cat Puke Taylor, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros France Press Edition. Good night, everyone.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.